I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's episode 15, ladies and gentlemen, of A Quick One with us three, Matty, Stuart and Richard. Just to remind the new listeners, if you've just joined us and you've never listened to us before, we're actually in three very remote locations. Well, probably Richard is the least remote of us all, being in the thick of it.
Yes, middle, right in the centre of things, in Ilkley. Yeah.
Big city.
Stuart,
sprawling metropolis of Ilkley.
It's like Berlin. In the beautiful town of Cottonwood, Arizona.
Well, some of it's beautiful.
Yeah. It sounds very nice.
I'm not going to bash on Cottonwood in case there's any locals listening, but yes, it does sound nice, doesn't it?
Yes.
Cottonwood.
I'll leave it at that.
Lovely. And I am in the beautiful Yorkshire Coast resort of Scarborough.
We're all jealous. We're all jealous.
East England Riviera.
So, as usual, we have three top tunes for you and for us to listen to. So, without further ado, we'll do a bit of chatting later, but let's listen to some music, shall we?
Go on then.
Squeeze the maggots from her flesh like tiny poison pustules. Dig us up and hold us high. Raise our carcass to the sky. Wrap us up in sequin skin. And we can dance again and sing. Just take my hand and be brave. We'll say goodbye to this grave. Tonight we salsa, we rave. We are upcycled and safe. We've got the hazel withdrawal. Surrender all self-control. Quick now before the bell tolls. Let's sing the sighs from our souls.
So that was new from Arab Strap, The Turning of Our Bones. I believe that's the first thing they've released in getting on for 15 years.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
I just can't believe 15 years has passed since they released something.
Quite incredible. And this just sound exactly the same as well.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that, actually. I enjoyed the video too. The video is very helpful. It has all the lyrics and it tells you what musical bits are happening at the same time as well. Did you see that?
Yes,
I did see that. Go on, Sue.
No. I liked the running commentary. I didn't actually like the video at all. In fact, it quite put me off.
Right.
It's funny like that. Yeah, I thought that I'd prefer the song without the video, because I felt that it was close to one of those videos that people put up on YouTube where they just it takes all the lyrics literally. So, you know, he'll mention worm and then a lot of worms come up, or he'll mention that. So right. It just seemed to be one of those kind of videos. But
bit too literal for you.
A bit too literal for me. But yeah.
I wasn't actually taking much notes of the images. I was just reading the words. So
you're reading the words.
Yeah, that helps.
But
me.
Yeah, it did make me laugh actually about the several references to bongos, because I was thinking I don't think without them saying that I would have known that bongos were on there. I wouldn't have thought they've gone into a bongo like solo. But well, not exactly a solo, but there's bongos as lead instrument. I would have just thought that's just the, I don't know, that's the instrumental section. But it led me to think, what kind of production thought goes into putting bongos on things?
Oh, I assumed they were just hitting a preset on a Casio, because it sounded just like, you know, Casio bongos.
It did, didn't it? Yeah. I can't imagine that they got the live bongos out to do it.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure Arab Strap have the resources to...
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
I bet they know some good bongo players.
Yeah. Glasgow's full of them, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. The song was quite sort of mysterious in a way, and I got halfway through and I just thought, actually, I think I'd prefer to hear it and use my own images to to take me off into different directions. But
I was reading a bit about the song. Apparently, I think Aidan Moffat, the vocalist guy. Mm-hmm. Was quoted as saying it's about death and shagging, I think he said.
He's probably right, isn't he?
Yeah. And
well, I'm sure he is. He wrote the fucking song, so I'm sure he's right.
I'm not going to argue with him on that.
But I think that for me, that I'm never going to think of Arab Strap again without thinking about a disembodied head in a fridge, and maggots and...
The maggots were pretty nasty, weren't they? And some of the bits of flesh and things were a bit, bit icky. So if that's
we should probably just put a link to the video so people can go watch it, because it's all just basically clips of, I'm assuming, 60s and 70s Hammer horror type thing, like video clips,
kind
lots
of
gore
horror stuff. Yeah.
Which,
but it was quite a jaunty little number, wasn't it? I quite liked the it was all nicely sounded, nicely produced.
Here's the thing mm-hmm. about Arab Strap, from my point of view. I like the guitars in Arab Strap stuff. They always have like really interesting melody lines. They always have a nice simple beat going on in the background. I love Scottish accents. And lyrically, they're always great lyrics, always super interesting lyrics. But for me, you put them all together and it doesn't work for me. I mean, I know it works for a lot of people.
I was waiting for you to say what the thing you didn't like. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It never.
I know what you mean.
It was. You know, to me, I haven't really followed them. Obviously, you two have followed them over the years, but to me, every song they ever do is, you know, within 30 seconds. Oh, it's Arab Strap. It's just some Scottish guy mumbling over a disco beat with a nice guitar going in the background.
Yeah, well, that's what they do, isn't it? I mean, when it I saw, it's funny, when it came out, I saw a lot of comments on social media before I'd heard the song, and everyone was like, "Hey, Arab Strap or Brack, this is great. This just sounds like Arab Strap." And I'm like, "It does," and that's it, isn't it? It's just Arab Strap. It's just them. And there's no attempt to do anything new with it. It's just,
I suppose they appeal to people who are into words and stories and things, you know, because it's a spoken word. Yeah. It's essentially a spoken word act, isn't it? And,
right.
That's what they're all about, isn't it? Yeah.
I actually think I would get more out of that to actually be in a theatre and just hear him just read that without any accompaniment whatsoever. I think for me, that would be a bit more interesting somehow. Which is very uncharitable, because they've made a career out of doing what they do, I guess, and people love them. But
Stuart, I've got a question. I've got a question for you. Do you think it would have been aided by real drums at any point?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was thinking, halfway through, I was thinking, I know they always do that kind of drum machine thing, but I was thinking, where can you go? You know, where can you go with a drum machine? It's not gonna get any more intense. It's just kind of generally staying the same.
Right.
A few bongos thrown in.
Yeah. That's very interesting. Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah, that bass drum just boom booms all the way through it, doesn't it?
It does. Which gives it. I got to about 3 minutes. You know what I'm like about songs going on.
That was something else I was going to throw in your corner there. That song's 5 minutes long, for God's sake. What the heck?
Well, no. to be honest, when I chose the track, I listened to about a minute of it, and I thought that'd be something interesting to talk about. But you know,
am I allowed to answer the question about drums, or was that?
Yes,
Matthew, I don't know why.
Am I not qualified to comment on drums?
I was thinking, but you are. I forget that you are a qualified drummer.
The best in Scarborough, I've heard.
Yeah. I don't know, Richard. There you go.
All right, okay. Right. I really was hoping that you would come up with something incisive.
I wonder what's kind of inspired them to start doing stuff again after 15 years. I wonder if, because there's quite a lot of stuff around at the moment that people doing almost spoken word stuff. I wonder if they're sort of thinking, everyone else is talking. Let's do some talking.
Yeah, like, let's keep it more than that, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so, but I imagine they're inspired by their dwindling bank account at this point, probably.
Someone who wasn't me has said it.
Yeah.
They've got kids and things like that.
Yeah, so, and there's a million cans of Tennent's to be bought.
Yeah. Bit of a stereotype there.
It's not getting any cheaper, you know, Tennent's.
Well, I've been waiting for Richard to launch into a Scottish accent because we've heard it on previous podcasts. Perfect opportunity.
Oh, oh no. I don't want to offend anyone.
Too late.
Right. I think it's time to move on, don't you? Yes. So that was Arab Strap.
The voice of reason.
Maybe along a similar vein, on a slightly gothic thing. This is from the new album by the I don't know how to say this. Is it the Dance or the Dance Society?
Ooh,
because they've got it's dance with an S, so it suggests something a bit more.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I believe that they used to be called Dance Craze. Is that right? When they first started. Which was right around the time of Two Tone, that had an LP called Dance Craze, I think. I mean, we should look this up, but I think that's why they changed the name, and that's why they spell it with an S.
Good bit of
to make sure that nobody mistook them for a Two Tone ska band.
Well, you won't mistake this for a Two Tone ska band.
This is from their new, brand new album, Sailing Mirrors. This is Hiding in Plain Sight.
Erotic corpses stumbling in a shroud, trying to
There we go. That's the Dance Society, formed in 1980. So they're celebrating their 40th year with a new album, Sailing Mirrors, that's Hiding in Plain Sight. I have to say, they are local heroes, based in Scarborough, where I am. So there you go. Stuart, I have a question.
Crikey, yeah.
The drumming there, that was a...
Yeah, yeah. That was a bit urgent, brilliant. Wasn't it? It was, yeah. Very good. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot to unpack from that song, really. Isn't
I know. Yeah. Where to start? Yeah. I think all of the instruments were, just all over the place, competing for the same space within the song at times. But, I think it worked. I mean, they're obviously all very capable musicians, but then again, they've been playing their instruments for over 40 years, so...
I've been playing instruments for about 35 years, and I can't play anything at all.
You can't play the drums like that?
Not like that, and I can't play, nothing.
The bass was a bit all over the place. In fact, all the instruments were all over the place.
There's some great little high notes on the bass, wasn't there? It kept on just lurching.
I knew that piqued your interest. I knew it. I knew you were going to mention that bit on the bass. Yeah.
I know the bass player is actually a young man, so he's probably only been playing the bass for maximum 10 years, probably.
It had a young man's energy, didn't it, that bass? An older person just couldn't reach up like to those really high bits.
That's right, yeah.
Wouldn't have the dexterity.
I just wonder if the drummer was only 16 or 17. Just curious if they've got a young rhythm section to... propel them along a little bit.
No, I believe he's in his 40s.
Okay.
Well,
I could hear the experience coming through. I think about halfway through I had a revelation that it's very similar to some stuff off David Bowie's Black Star album.
There's
a song in particular called Sue in a Season of Crime, I think it's called, and it's very similar with those skittering drums and kind of freeform sort of structure. And I wonder if they've been listening to that a little bit. I don't know. I don't know their previous stuff, so yeah. I don't know.
Well, it was almost going off into a kind of a jazz workout, wasn't it? And then it was kind of brought back by the kind of more straight ahead guitar riff there with the...
Yeah.
I mean, I chose that track. It's not typical of the album, really. So,
Because I thought they were a bunch of goths.
Well, they are a bit of a goth. They're kind of, I suppose, when did goths...
Sorry, there's an elephant in the room.
Yeah.
No, I lived in Leeds in the 1980s.
Yeah.
You couldn't throw a rock without hitting a goth.
As we all did, we all did.
Yeah, we all threw rocks at goths. but you'd see the Dance Society posters all over the place, and it seemed like, Leeds was a very gothy place, so I'm sure that they had a good following in Leeds and Bradford. Yeah. And
I think they're from... Originally from South Yorkshire, this lot.
From
Rotherham, I believe. I think if you are a fan of goth music, I wouldn't be put off by that particular song, because I think that was atypical of the album, and there's more of what you might expect on the rest of the album, which
Sorry, Stuart, you carry on. I was still trying to work.
I was just going to mention the other elephant in the room. That record sleeve is a bit...
I was going to bring it up, yeah. It's incredible, isn't it? What's going on there? It's almost the song in visualised, isn't it? With loads of different things going on, all fighting for the same kind of 12-inch square.
I don't even know where to start. It's lots of faces. There's big swirly things. There's coils of things. There's a tongue. There's like, is it shell? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. It's almost worth, it's worth buying the vinyl LP just to get a closer look at that. You could spend a bit of time delving into that artwork. So there we go.
Crikey. I don't know what else to add after that, but Richard's got a bit coming up, I guess. Go on.
No, I've got nothing. There's nothing really else to say. I was just going to. I was wondering about when. Where do goths go? Because you don't see that many of them now, do you? The older ones.
Well, there's only one. There's only one founding member still in the band, and he's got a respectable job now. So he's,
right, he doesn't have like dyed black hair and stuff.
No,
does he look like?
I don't think he has any hair actually. So
right, okay, yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah, that's possibly explains it. You used to see on a Sunday night in Leeds, if you went out on a Sunday night, there used to be a goth club at, can't remember, somewhere in the Merrin Centre, and you'd see all the real old school goths would be out. The Phonographique.
Yes, that's right.
The streets were full of old school goths, you know. But you don't see them about that much.
The only time I ever went there was on a Saturday afternoon. Sort of.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And there was a pool of water. There's a pool of water in the middle of the dance floor when I went.
Oh, right.
People were splashing around dancing to Sisters of Mercy.
You know what that was? That was someone opened the door and a few goths disintegrated.
It was probably sunny outside. They melted.
And all that was left was a puddle of water.
So, go. I believe it's a self-released album, the Dance Society, Sailing Mirrors. There you go. Available from their website. All right, we're going to play the final song of the episode. This is... hang on. Oh, it's by Sweeping Promises.
Sweeping Promises. Yes, that's the band name.
The song Falling Forward from Sweeping Promises. That's from their album Hunger for a Way Out, which I think you can get on Bandcamp on digital now. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is a proper record. Yeah.
It's a proper record.
Yeah, you can pre-order the black vinyl, the second pressing of it.
Black? How about that? Black vinyl.
I know.
Yeah, look, that's at unusual,
me. I was lucky enough to get the first pressing, which was also on black.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's nice, because don't you hate it when they repress it and it's on coloured vinyl and you think, I got the crappy black one, and they've made the second version look better, but anyway, what did you think of that? I kind of sprung that on you at the last minute, didn't I? You haven't heard that. Was that both your first listen? Both of
I had a little quick 20 seconds with it earlier on, so I knew what to expect, but I really liked it. I was just really impressed by the production on it. It just sounded vintage. It sounded like it was recorded, I don't know, like it just had a real kind of like fizzy, slightly muffly production with the drums really fizzing, like the cymbals were really fizzy on it, and it just all sort of fell together really nicely, I thought. Liked it.
I liked it too. It was falling on fresh ears for me. I was going to say the same as Richard. I really liked the production. I wonder if they have a special button that you press to make it sound like that.
Give me that button. They have one.
The vintage button. Yeah.
You know, it is interesting. There are quite a few bands in the USA that sound similar along the same lines as this new. This is a new band. I believe it's their first release. But it does seem like a lot of young American bands are starting to discover Delta 5 and... I think that had a very Delta 5 vibe to it.
That was the name that sprung up, I was going to say. Definitely.
Right.
It's that kind of more straightforward, you know, not overly angular, just kind of like propulsive post-punk, I guess.
Yeah.
Tuned. Yeah, there was a little bit like towards the end of the song, maybe like 30 seconds before it ended, where it was coming out of the guitar solo and the drums were little bit out of time. I loved it, and I didn't know if it was intentional or whether they dropped the drumstick or something, but it was great.
I like that. I noticed that bit. It was like the whole thing almost fell apart and then just kind of regained it at the last minute and fell back.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Well, if this is what the kids of America are doing, then, you know, keep doing it.
Then we're all for it.
Raiding their parents' record collection, I suppose. And...
parents who bought Delta 5 records 30-odd years ago.
Or even their grandparents, possibly, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly is these days, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Feel It Records.
Feel It.
I like that. That's a great name for a record label.
So did you discover this in your shop where you work, or was it, you
know? I didn't, but it was actually on a mail order site that I frequent. It was a mail order called Digital Regress, I think. They're all very similar. But anyway, it was on some punk mail order site, and I listened to it on there and was like, oh, this is great. I'm gonna check these ladies out.
You've got your finger on the pulse, haven't you, Stu?
You know, I try.
You really have. I mean, I've given up now. I just don't listen to anything apart from on a whatever night of the week when we do this.
Yeah, you shouldn't be sharing that revelation with the general public. You know, they rely on us for our, you know.
I know, but then they'll really get a handle of my brilliance. That I can listen to something for 20 seconds and waffle.
Yeah. Flying by the seat of his pants.
Absolutely.
Being able to pick something out from 30 years ago to compare it to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's just being old. That is.
So that's three songs. And it's time for points.
Oh, what do points make? Prizes.
No prizes tonight, but there are definitely points on the way. And I can't remember what we started with. What was it? Oh, it was Arab Strap. That's right. Something about turning bones.
The new thing by Arab Strap.
I quite enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah, you liked it, Matt, didn't you?
Quite enjoyed it. It's quite, I'll give it a 7.5.
Okay, right. I'm going straight down the line, 7.
Well, I'm actually going to be less charitable than you two and just give it a 6.5.
Right, okay.
So
that's 21 points. Okay, then we had the Dance Society, Scarborough's very own, Scarborough's finest, the Dance Society.
All right.
That was quite a remarkable track. Maybe takes a couple of listens. I don't know. Because I'll give that a 7.52.
Yeah, I thought, right. I found it really interesting. The drumming was excellent on it, and there were some good ideas on there. And I'm going to go for a 7.
Right.
All right. Well, I quite enjoyed that. And as you already commented, the drumming was remarkable. We actually didn't talk about the vocals. The vocals were really great on that song as
yes.
well.
We didn't. Yeah, they were good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a 7.5 also.
I was going to say, actually, because I have listened to the rest of the album, and some of it is actually reminding me of some of the Sugar Cubes stuff.
Okay.
So there cool. you go. Yeah. Right, okay.
Investigate further.
Mm, yeah. So, and finally we had Sweeping Promises, Falling Forward. Yes. Sweeping Promises. I enjoyed that very much. Okay. Yeah, that was good. I'm giving the same points for each.
Oh, one. You lazy fucker!
7.5.
Oh, look at that! He's stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
Come on, you got to wiggle around a bit there.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't believe it, but if I gave it a 7, I'd be giving the same points for everything. So it's going to get a 7.5. Just to be different.
Hey,
I've benefited.
Well, okay. Oh, so it's down to me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the math in my head, and I shouldn't do that. But I will give it a how about 7.75?
Ooh. So I think Sleeping Promises have just pipped the Dance Society to the post.
Oh, look at that.
Well done to them, Sweeping Promises from Boston, Massachusetts, from their album Hunger for a Way Out. There we go. This week's winners, no prizes. There we go. just making that clear. Yeah. Okay. So join us again for the next one. I felt that was a bit ramshackle. I think the next one could be much simpler.